Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bos, Chief Executive Officer of Bos Group, will be discussing the group's 2020 half-year financial results. At the end of the presentation, there will be an opportunity for questions and answers. For now, I'm delighted to hand over to Mr. Bos. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on Bos Group's first half-year results 2020, the group organization transformation, and on the outlook for the full year. With me today, Attilio Tissi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Stefano Bianchi, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. The press release, which was issued this morning, and the half-year report can also be found on Bos' internet website. The already announced industry slowdown end of 2019, and on top of the spread of COVID-19, had a significant impact on Bos Group's 2020 first half-year figures. Bos Group recorded sales of 523.8 million Swiss francs for the first six months of 2020, compared to 736.8 million Swiss francs in the first half of 2019. The operating result decreased to -25.1 million compared to 14.8 million Swiss francs in 2019. The net result reached -30 million, down from 7.4 million in previous year. Order entries decreased by 21%, and the order backlog is 10% lower than in previous year. In this current situation, the group expects an improvement of its result in the second half of the year 2020, but below the level achieved in the second half of 2019. We will not be able to catch up our delay incurred during the first six months. Bos' new industry vision was unveiled in June and has a very positive impact in our markets, showing our determination to continue leading the industry transformation despite current turmoil. As part of our strategy, we have decided to not participate to exhibitions in 2020 and 2021, taking our social responsibilities and embracing a new sustainability approach by transforming our competence center into connected factories. The group is announcing a new organization to ensure vision and strategy implementation. The business unit machines Webfed and Sheetfed are being merged into one, with Stefan Merz taking the lead of the entire machines technologies. Julien Laurent continues to lead services. The group executive committee has been reduced from five to four members. Our telephone conference is structured in three sections. First, I will talk about the group sales and operating result for the first half year 2020. Second, I will make a macro analysis by business unit and by region. Finally, I will give you some outlook for the full year. The group turnover for the first six months of 2020 amounted to 523.8 million Swiss francs, representing a decrease of 213 million Swiss francs, or -28.9%, compared with the same period in 2019. The split is as follows. Volume and price variances had a negative impact of 199.2 million. The negative impact of exchange rate representing 23.9 million in total. Negative transaction impact on sales volume from our Swiss operations of -2.5 million. The evolution due to the conversion of foreign currencies for consolidation accounts for -21.4 million. a change in scope of consolidation of 10.1 million or +1.4% due to the acquisition of Hongjin Machinery Technology in China, completed January 6, 2020, and of Cito System in Germany, completed April 8, 2020. By business unit, compared to the 2019 half-year figures, sales reached 65.1% for Sheetfed, 43% for Webfed, and 93.7% for services. The reduction of consolidated sales was partly due to a lower backlog at the beginning of the year and lower order intake compared to the first six months of 2019, but mostly due to the impact of COVID-19 lockdown. Most machine installations and service interventions scheduled for the second quarter of 2020 could not be performed as planned due to travel ban, which had a significant impact on revenue recognition. The group operating result reached -25.1 million Swiss francs compared to 14.8 million Swiss francs for the same period in 2019. This is due to significant lower sales volume, lower utilization of the industrial capacities, travel ban. These aspects have led to the reduction operating results for H1. We already entered 2020 with a lower level of expectations due to market slowdown after 4 years of very high level of activities. COVID created an even more drastic slowdown and unexpected global turmoil. The group took immediate measures such as short-time week, hiring freeze, cost reduction, cancellation of exhibitions, and cost containment, which reduced the negative impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, but could not compensate the negative impact by far. The net result reached -30 million compared to 7.4 million in 2019. The decrease in net result is mainly due to lower operating result and lower result from associates. The net debt increased to 153.1 million Swiss francs from 58.6 million Swiss francs at the end of 2019. This is mainly due to the loss recorded in the first half of the year, dividend paid, the usual increase of work in progress for machines to be invoiced in the second half of the year, and the acquisition of majority participation in Hongjin Machinery Technology and Cito System. The consolidated shareholders' equity reached 29.2% of the total balance sheet, compared to 36.7% at the end of 2019. The reduction of the ratio is due to the half-year loss and to a temporary increase of the total balance sheet due to the issuance of the 200 million Swiss francs bond in February of the reporting year, in order to anticipate the reimbursement of the 150 million bond in September 2020. I will now continue with the second section, which will give you some details for each business unit regarding market situation, sales and operating results evolutions. Business unit Sheetfed. Market situation is the following. Total bookings in the first half of the year were impacted by COVID-19 and global market slowdown with a 31% decrease compared to the same period of 2019. In this situation, most mature markets have posted bookings lower than our expectations, and we see a strong negative bookings trend in several emerging regions. In the first half of the year, folding carton activities have been more active than corrugated board. Sales are down 35% or -131.8 million Swiss francs in the first half of 2020 compared to the previous year, mostly due to the impossibility of shipping machines during the lockdown period and due to lower backlog at the beginning of the year. The delay accumulated during the lockdown has heavily impacted our supply chain, and the impact will not be fully recovered in the second half of 2020. Business unit Sheetfed operating result decreased from 12.1 million in the first half of 2019 to -17.4 million in the first half of 2020. Significantly lower sales in the first half of the year and a lower utilization of the industrial capacities due to the lockdown led to this drop in operating result. Since the month of May, we have seen an increase of project pipelines in both emerging and mature markets, and the outlook for the year end has improved in terms of bookings. Nevertheless, for the entire industry landscape, there is still a lot of unknown in the upcoming months, which may impact the full year results for Sheetfed as well as for the group. For the business unit Webfed, the market situation is the following. A significant number of shipment and installations of equipment in the first half year needed to be postponed due to COVID-19 restrictions and temporary closing of our sites and customers' factories. The business unit Webfed was much more impacted due to COVID lockdown compared to business unit Sheetfed. On the positive note, the business unit Webfed is progressing very well on the quality campaign started in 2018, the launch of new products, and cost optimization. Sales were down 57% in the first half of 2020 compared to the previous year. Business unit Webfed suffered particularly from the lockdown as most of its field service technicians are based in Europe and could not travel to perform machine installations. For business unit Webfed, the operating result was -27 million Swiss francs in the first half of 2020 compared to -21.4 million in the first 6 months of 2019. The lower operating result is due to the reduced mobility of the business unit field service technicians who could not travel to perform machine installations. In line with the new group strategy to reduce its presence at industry trade shows, several virtual events were organized to launch and promote our new solutions in the market. Whilst the Chinese market recovered rapidly after the COVID-19 lockdown, other markets were going through a slowdown of equipment investments. However, as the pandemic created intense packaging demand for the high consumption segments such as food, pharma, and home and personal care, market activities may considerably evolve in the second half of the year. The current unstable economic situation strongly affects most of the market players, and consumers may put more value on choosing a solid business partner. It is expected that a noteworthy catch-up of shipments can be achieved in the second half year, which will generate an important increase in sales. However, the full year 2020 sales are expected to be lower than in previous year. For the business unit services, the market situation is the following. First half year sales for business unit service were 10% below the same period in 2019. It will be only -6.3% with the Cito acquisition. The second half of March saw the unfolding of COVID-19 impacting business volumes of both sales and parts and sales of services as the mobility of field service technicians was significantly reduced. Asian markets were the most impacted and China had the worst decline in the region. In Europe and North America, the impact was less significant, showing greater resilience within each country. However, the effect was big for cross countries or intercontinental movements. Sales are decreasing by 6.3% or -15.3 million compared to H1. COVID-19. Business unit service was less impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, as the spare parts supply chain proved to be very efficient and resilient, and part of the service and technical support interventions could be performed remotely. The business unit's operating results was $20.2 million in the first half of 2020, compared with $25.3 million in the same period in 2019. The business unit services expect to see a gradual return to a normal demand for the second half of 2020, provided that global health conditions do not deteriorate further in its key regions and markets. The business unit services will continue to support customers despite adverse conditions, thereby protecting the high level of satisfaction observed. The focus for the remainder of 2020 will therefore be to secure the supply chain for spare parts, to further optimize service interventions, including remotely when possible, to do its utmost installing machines. In parallel, the business unit service will continue to pursue the digitization of its activities and the integration of the recent Cito acquisition. Let's have a look at the group turnover by geography. Looking at the distribution of sales by geographical zone, we see that Europe was decreased by 25.7% or minus 88.2 million versus first half 2019. The Americas posted a decrease of minus 37.8% or 91 million Swiss francs. Asia and Oceania decreased by minus 25.7% or minus 35.7 million Swiss francs. Africa increased by 12.9% or 1.9 million Swiss francs. The decrease in all regions apart from Africa is due to the severe impact of COVID-19 lockdown on Bob's Group H1 2020 figures. Most machine installation and services intervention scheduled for the second quarter 2020 could not be performed due to travel ban. And now, outlook for the second half of 2020. In June, Bob's unveiled its new vision for the packaging industry and launched a new range of machines and solutions. The Bob's vision is shaping a new reality where connectivity, digitalization, automation, and sustainability are the cornerstones of packaging production. Bob's continues to deliver best-in-class machines and is now adding intelligence, software capabilities, and cloud-based platforms to make packaging production better than ever. At the heart of the vision is Bob's Connect, an open architecture, cloud-based platform. It delivers solutions for prepress, production, process optimization, maintenance, and market access. It ensures an efficient data flow between digital and physical worlds. It will orchestrate the entire production process from the client PDF to the finished product generating a twin PDF. To implement this vision and to seek for better profitability, the group is adapting its organization. The two machines unit are being merged into one. The group executive committee has been reduced from 5 to 4 members. This group transformation will lead to a simplification of the organization and support the achievement of the group's long-term financial targets. Uncertainty remains high in our relevant markets due to the COVID-19 pandemic situation. If borders between countries remain open and air travel further improves, the group expects the second half of the year 2020 on a significantly higher level compared to the first 6 months of the year. It will, however, be impossible to achieve the same result as in the second half of 2019, as some constraints linked to the pandemic situation remain. the long-term financial target of at least 8% operating result and a minimum of 20% return on capital employed might have to be adapted according to the evolution of the global economy. To conclude, we would like to highlight the following. BOP is very confident with its mid- to long-term strategy, leading its digital transformation. The important investment made in the past years will allow the group to consolidate its technical leadership short and mid-term, therefore setting strong foundation for the group's future. This will be done through implementing internal digitization and simplifications leading to more savings, development of new offering, more global solutions instead of machines and services apart, development of internal and external IoT connectivity and data intelligence with BOPS Connect, development of sustainable packaging solutions with connected machines and services, seeking for profitable market segments thanks to new technologies. With high level of customer satisfaction, through a strong vision, fully dedicated teams, innovating new business model, BOPS gives a unique opportunity to customers to continue building long-lasting partnerships despite very difficult business environment. Trust and strong values are the cornerstone of the economy and success. BOPS is providing such assets. The economical storm is in front of us, but we are more than ever ready to harvest all the investment made over the last years, driving success, driving novelties, driving passion for our customers, with the objective to create more value for our stakeholders. Thank you for your attention. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, Mr. Bobs. Ladies and gentlemen, if you now wish to ask a question, can you please press star 2 on your telephone keypad? That is star 2 on your telephone keypad. There will be a brief pause while questions are being registered. I'd now like to take the first question from Arnold Christian from MainFirst Schweiz. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking my question. First, maybe on your guidance for second half, which is quite, gives a wide range. I mean, better than H1 20, but not as good as H2 19. That means in terms of sales, somewhere between 524 and 900, and in terms of EBIT, somewhere between minus 25 and plus 66. Could you give us here a little bit more of guidance? Are we closer to H1 20? Are we closer to H2 19 from today's point of view? That would be my first question. And my second question would be on the emerging of the two machine divisions. Will we see some restructuring costs here, or will that be done without any additional costs? Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question. And I fully understand your first question being more precise for H2. As you know very well, we cannot be more precise as far as we don't master, we don't know how much COVID will still impact the shipment. What I can say is as of today, we didn't have any cancellation of machines due to COVID. This is very good news. However, we cannot ship machines or we cannot continue to access customer plants due to health situation. And because of that, we don't know the precise landing today of the turnover. Therefore, we cannot give you more precise guidance for H2. The second question for the reorganization, we will not have a one-time special cost as of we know today. What we do is we continue to merge the standardization, platforming, and as we discussed already, the BBS, the BOPS Business System on SAP. We have seen some further challenges to implement a common platform and common core processes amongst two machines BU, and therefore we have decided to move one step further to harvest the real synergies and savings we want to get over the next two to three years. So this is a program which was already launched, as you know, 3 years ago. We made some type of a pause now with COVID because we have to rethink how to get this profitability back. And that's why we decided to merge these two business units to get more synergies amongst machine business.
Okay, thank you. Maybe a third question, if I may.
Sure.
1 month ago, you were guiding for the more than 200 million sales decline and EBIT being clearly lower than what you have achieved or published today. I mean, in terms of sales, it was in line with the indication. In terms of EBIT, the EBIT was some 10 to 20 million higher than what you have assumed 1 month ago. And I wonder what happened in the last 4 weeks that your result came 10 to 20 million better. Any indication here?
Yes, I will give the word to Attilio to complete the answer. As I told you, it's very complex to understand really what we can ship and not ship on time. And what we have made is all the measures decided during the crisis of cost savings and further measures taken to safeguard the results are, let's say, better than expected. But today, again, very, very complex to evaluate if you take under consideration only the exchange rate and the impact of the exchange rate, you see a very big variations, and all these parameters play a very big role. But Attilio, maybe you want to add something.
Yeah, just a few words, Mr. Arnold. We tended to be prudent with what we issued a few weeks ago because it, as Mr. Bob said, very difficult to predict in which country we can send technicians and send the equipment to have the installation done. And actually, in the last weeks, we could get the optimum out of our possibilities, and we could invoice and recognize all machines which were scheduled to be shipped before mid of the year. And so the uncertainty we still had 3 to 4 weeks ago didn't materialize as negative, but we could get the optimum out of the machines we had in backlog.
Thank you very much.
Lovely, thank you. Before we go to the next question, can I just remind anybody still wishing to ask a question to please press star 2 on your telephone keypad. That's star 2 on your telephone keypad. We will now take a question from Armin Rischbach of Zürcher Kantonalbank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Well, most questions were already asked by Christian, but maybe... services was surprisingly good. I mean, you mentioned that you had travel restrictions, but you also mentioned you were able to do services in remote. But is there invoice levels are much lower probably if you don't have to go to the client, if you just call them and say, try this and this. So... why was services so surprisingly good? Strange question, but still. And then a minor question, why did you have to restate last year? Why did you change your positions, cost structure positions? Why did you do that?
Thank you, Armin. So for the service, you have, three major... activities. First, the spare parts activity still was almost minus 9-10% lower, with the acquisition of Cito a little bit less. So what was very positive on that front is that the supply chain did not suffer. And of course, we never ever were able to materialize or check the resilience of supply chain worldwide. And this time, thanks to COVID, we could, and we have seen that the supply chain resisted very well, and we had almost no shortfall, missing parts to deliver our customers. So that was a very good point. We have also increased the customer satisfaction during this period of time. As at BOPS, we undertake very proactive communication streams per country with each customer to make sure that we can organize and we are available and we could answer to their needs during March, April, and May. And therefore, our customer satisfaction NPS rating increased significantly during these weeks. And for that, it's a proof of concept of our quality of service. The second aspect is we cannot travel abroad. So we have, within the country, a good occupation rate from our field service technicians. Even in the U.S., if you want, you cannot fly it. So you have field service technicians traveling by car 2 days, 3 days to, you know, to reach a customer and customer installation. So we do our utmost, but from a service perspective, you lose time. It's not billable hours, and it's quite difficult. So that was for us good news and a bad news internally. Abroad, traveling from country to country is not possible, and that's why we were not able to invoice these machines. And still today, we cannot travel freely to Spain or UK, or when you come back, you are in quarantine. So the situation is very complex for installations, retrofits, or big repairs. And the third point, yes, we improved a lot the online services. We were able to sell more online services to help our clients. We used, in fact, field service technicians as well to remotely help customers to repair the machines, and few cases, more on the anecdotic cases, we were able to install large lines, for example, in China, for complex machines. But for sure, this is a one-time exercise, which is good, but it's not an exercise which is very effective. So we need to continuously digitize our solutions, being able to use local skills, which are not the one we need to install really all these high-tech machines, but we need to improve our systems to support remotely our local teams, as we cannot travel. So that's for us the overall view of service, and we continue to boost and choose and look for alternatives to continue to gain market share. The last point, maybe as a remark, we have installed as well, if you remember, our e-system, e-commerce system in most of the countries in Europe. And we could see that thanks to this activity, the sales of parts remain quite okay. Of course, we had a big, big drop in the highest of the peak in April in the sales turnover for spare parts, but then it catch up rapidly, which helped us to have an H1 service quite okay. For the second question, I give the word to Attilio.
Good morning, Armin. The reason why we restated the lines in the P&L is to make it more comparable also to other companies. So you always had the details of our line, raw materials and purchases, in the notes. And what you can see there is that we have left in the line material cost and subcontractors actually purely what is materials purchased. And if we have operations done with subcontractors and we have moved what we buy, for instance, rental, travel, or other services we buy in the line other operating expenses. So the total is the same, of course. It's just a different split, and you have already in all the information for the past you have in the notes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Then I have a follow-up question. You mentioned in supply chain problems at sheet fat. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? And then another question regarding your guidance for second half year again, just to try a little bit harder. Your guidance second half year won't be as high as second half year last year. That's in regards of sales, EBIT and net income, all of them. And as you mentioned, shipments should be possible now in second half year. Shouldn't sales be more in the region of 700-800 million than 600? Or just to have a clue, an idea where the travel goes.
Yeah, thank you very much. So the logistics supply chain for Sheetfed, three things. First of all, you know we produce machines or modules in India and China, then to ship these modules to Europe to be finalized or directly to customers for installation. And this supply chain is more complex than in Webfed, and therefore, due to the lockdown in January, February in China, and then in India for quite some time, then we had the postponement or delivery postponement of these articles or part of machines. So that is what we mean. And the last point, of course, when you have this global supply chain, in some regions, some customers accepted us to come and travel and visit. In some countries, it was a no-go. So even if the machine was, you know, in front of the door, but we couldn't install or intervene for weeks. So this is what we mean with the supply chain challenge in Sheetfed. And by the way, in Pune, in India, just last week, the state decided to shut down Pune, which is more than 20 million people. But luckily, we are outside of the main city, and we were able, after very rapid actions, to keep the company open. But then the question is, how can you commute the employees from their home base going through a lockdown city? So this is what I wanted to say on these difficult times and supply chain challenges. Mm. On the guidance, I'm sorry, we cannot give you more because, again, we don't know. We know what we should realistically be able to ship. As I told you, we have no machines cancellation, which is very good, but we have no security, or we cannot be convinced about what is the top line for machine sales, mainly due to the current situation. We have no clue. So we will do better than H1 this year. This is, I would say, hopefully it's not difficult to do, but to do as good as H2 last year, no, we cannot. We cannot recover. We cannot catch up the delay we had in the hole we made in H1 this year.
Maybe just to add, to build on the question Christian Arnold and yourself asked, Armin, besides the capability, the possibility to travel, the second bottleneck why we cannot catch up, as Jean-Pascal said, is the number of technicians we have. So it's not internal capacity to produce the equipment. There we could work in shifts and catch up whatever we have lost in H1. But then the next bottleneck would be the number of skilled technicians in order to install the machine. And as we don't want to end up all of a sudden at year end with a very high backlog of machines in work in progress because we cannot install, we will not stress the supply chain internally for the production in order to try to catch up.
Thank you.
Lovely. You're welcome. Thank you. I hope that's answered your question, Armin. We will now take a question from Remo Rose now of Helvetische Bank. Remo, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I will not come back on the second half guidance, but what I'm a bit more worried about is your remark about, you know, that you might have to adapt your long-term financial targets of at least 8% EBIT margin and the minimum of 20% ROCE. According to the evolution of the global economy. I mean, you did not change them yet, but it sounds like that you will change those targets in the foreseeable future, and most likely to the downside, if I read that. So could you give me a bit more background on that?
Yeah, thank you very much for this question. For us, when we came last year, we were saying that we see the markets slowing down. Most of people from outside saying, but perhaps you don't see, you don't look at the future in the right way because you should continue to grow. And despite that, we have seen for now 12 months a reduction in bookings and activities. Of course, nobody, and we couldn't foresee COVID. When we say we might have to look, review this long-term financial target, is only because we have no visibility if the global economy will go into a recession, and for how long, and what does it mean? Again, if it's a V-shaped type of crisis, even if it's 18 months, 2 years, no problem. If the recession is very different and looking forward, we will see that in 12 months' time, then, of course, we need to review our financial targets. It's not our aim. It's not what we said. It's not what we want. But we just don't know if the world economy will go in a really deep recession or not at all. This is only based on that we have put this sentence.
Okay. So if I understand you correctly, if the world economy will get back to a more or less normal state again, you would most likely keep these targets.
Of course. And this is what we want. This is why we have made this group transformation again now and merging the machine BU is to get this profit and harvest the investment we have made the last years.
Okay, great. Then on MoveOn, we've seen that the non-controlling profit share was 8 million versus 7 million last year. For the full year last year, it was 15.5. I think your message was that it will be a bit more this year than last year. So as we have seen in the first half, so for the full year, we probably could expect something between minus 16 and minus 20 million. But are you, besides that, you know, with the machines you develop on track, are there new machines with customers now from the new generation of machines which are running, and how is the progress you make there?
Yes, so I will say COVID for a startup company like Movent is one of the worst scenario, as you can imagine, because customer wants to see machines, want to see the results, they want to feel and touch the product. So we had a very, we still have a very strong leads generation stream and discussions and a lot of tests made on machines. But once you have to shut down everything starting February or March for 4 months, it's very, very complex for a customer to decide, oh, no problem, I will continue to buy and hear the down payment and everything. So we turn very rapidly into stream demos. And thanks to that, we're able to enter two orders with that. It's not a lot, but it's a good start. But of course, the shutdown, the non-ability for us to, because we have limited field service technicians on the market still today, as we are ramping up this technology to install machines or to finalize installations, that creates a slowdown for H1. Now, the current status at customers, machines are up and running, they are good, quality is finally at the level we want, but the very delicate timing versus COVID and a normal business situation, of course, is negative for such startup. If you look at the two different industries, of course, labor is in high demand and look for such type of solution. So we are happy with the activity we see, even though it is too slow during this shutdown. And however, on textile side, it's much more complex. The textile market is very shaky. Very major market we are in is India, for example, and Turkey. And in these two countries, the shutdown is dramatic. Still today, you have seen maybe that in India, most of the workforce are coming from outside the big cities, but today they are not back on work. They don't want to come back, or they cannot come back, and therefore the activity of customers is still very low. So for the textile business this year, we don't see a recovery fast. So voilà, I cannot say more. We will see what's going on and what does it mean in the next few weeks and months, as it will depend 100% on the health regulations and what the government will decide. Of course, at BOPS, you know, we are not waiting to see how the weather will change. We are taking actions and the necessary actions to be successful. And I still fully convinced that this technology will find its way, not only in the numbers, but in profitability pool for the group.
Okay. Thank you for that. And my last question is, I mean, you still have a lot of projects running in the company. So could you just remind us on how much kind of extra cost you still are suffering from in terms of, look, I mean, IoT, the new ERP system, and all these things you do at the same time, like move on. How much does this affect your P&L in 2020?
The same amount like last year, between 40-45.
Okay, so still around the same level. And then in 2021, it should come down somewhat?
Yes, of course, because Movent should make more profit or less investment grade. And then we harvest also some savings and measures we are taking right now for the two machines, BU, coming in one. So, yeah, we should start to see something improving.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Lovely, thank you. Remo, I hope that answers your question. We have a follow-up question from Armin. Armin, your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Thank you. You mentioned synergies between the two business units by putting them together. Can you make examples where you want to realize synergies? And another follow-up question. I just learned folding was better than corrugated while during lockdowns. Why is that? I would have expected corrugated to be much better. And do you see, therefore, a very good second half year for corrugated? And then the last follow-up question, actions in digital printing. You said you don't wait till the weather gets bad. You implement actions already. What actions do you plan in digital printing?
So for the synergies typically what we are looking for is to embark common purchasing, for example, for both for the group on the group level and not having independent business unit group purchasing activities. We look, as you know, when you look at the industry vision we presented, we need to have a much more common and aligned and transformed go-to-market, and that can be done only if we have common footprint and one common sales force to go to market. So it's not next month's savings and alignment, but this is mandatory to implement our industry vision. And of course, when you look at the industry footprint, we can also improve the industry footprint. So those are the three main areas we are working on. I cannot give you more detail or quantitative information, but we can certainly in November share something more together. On the folding carton corrugated trends, yes, during the lockdown, of course, food, pharma, e-commerce was booming. booming, we mean +10%, +15%, +20%. Don't forget, other activities went down maybe by 20%, 30% or even more, depending on the industry. Overall, our customers were flexible enough to find other alternatives, but still lower than also for their activities, lower than the previous year. Now why folding carton higher than CD? If you look at, and this is mainly in North America, people are buying a lot online or driving through food, and this consume a lot of folding carton, and therefore our customers needed short, mid-term capacity for folding carton. Therefore, we have seen a good trend. Now as well for flexible material, you know, flexible material is under pressure. Even though we launched last year a full recyclable plastic bag or plastic pouch, but of course, the time people will accept this new product and implement in the market will take time. Therefore, folding carton is taking somewhat a share in the flexible material activity. For the CB, we will not have a catch-up, I don't think so. We told you already that the last 3 years were very, very high. That's why we had a record turnover the last 2 years. 2017, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, were always growing then flat last year, but product mix in corrugators was very high. Today we see more lower level of activity for corrugated, but still at the good level. It's not we are losing market share, it remains, but the sky cannot be the limit. That's why we think we need to digest first the capacity installed, and then with novelties, let's see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
For digital, when I say measures, very simple. We are focusing our. Let's start from the customer side. You have applications. On the customer side, you have applications which are really pulling. You see really a volume interest and interest from the customer for digital printing solutions. There we will really focus our sales in these segments instead of spreading around. What I mean with that is when you come with a new technology on the market, of course, you look at the most suitable product for your machines, for new technology. As you are not known, you go pretty wide and look at who are the sweet spots, the nice spots to be in. Now we have identified these spots. We have demonstrated with our key client, the machines we have on the field, the capacity of the product. We have learned. We know also better where we can really boost and compare to competition. And therefore, we are focusing and targeting these segments now.
Okay.
But I can explain also more in November, and this is part of the new organization, how we will focus on these market segments to harvest better where the market is evolving, because brand owners, the Procter & Gamble, Pepsi, and so on, they move pretty fast. And for us, we need to anticipate and help our customers to take advantage of these new directions. And for us, we need to anticipate more. This is our big challenge, but we try to set up our machine BU in such a sense we will or we wish to catch up more of these opportunities.
But you stay in textile with digital printing, and water-based inks are still a target, in the focus, I mean.
Absolutely, and water-based ink is a target, is very much demanding on the market, and yes.
Absolutely. And textile, you stay in textile.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Armin, thank you. I hope that answers your question. We have a follow-up question from Christian. Christian, your line's open. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Maybe coming back on the corrugated board situation. Mr. Bobs, you have warned us for quite some time that there were some overinvestments done in the last couple of years and overcapacities. Still, I mean, looking at what has been shipped around the last couple of months, one would assume that this secondary packaging, which is somewhat related to corrugated board, should also see a boom here. And I wonder, I mean, how long are these capacities installed at your customer side sufficient to digest this boom? And when do you expect the corrugated board business to grow again?
So we will share the answer with Attilio. My only comments I will say is look at the e-commerce, and you refer mainly in the e-commerce business. Yes, the e-commerce business had an increase. However, the e-commerce worldwide represents only 10-12% of the global packaging. So if you make 20% growth of a 10 or 12 or 14% globally, it's okay, but it's not that huge, versus the other 85% reduces maybe by 20 or 30%. So you understand the deviation. If you just look at the aerospace industry and what they are currently living, look at any airport. You have nobody. So all the shops you have around, duty-free and so on, no sales. Therefore, it's a huge amount of packaging which you don't produce. Therefore, no corrugated box produced to transport these goods or to have a nice presenter shelf-ready packaging for these shops. So you do have, if you want, when you look at the pandemic will create major turmoil in the global industry of some global supply chains, and that will have an impact on packaging. So today, we don't have the crystal ball, and it's very complex to understand really the impact in the end of the day on our customers producing boxes. But then, Attilio, you want to say?
Jean-Pascal has actually already mentioned most of the points I would have also brought up. There is one I might add is, please don't forget that you also need secondary packaging when you supply products to the shops and to the supermarkets. So, and when you have the shift, you have more smaller boxes, but you need less larger secondary packaging when you move from the producer of the goods to the supermarket. So from that point of view, the growth potential is not unlimited, in particular when we see a shift from buying in retail to e-tail.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lovely. Thank you, Christian. I hope that answers your question. We have another follow-up question from the line of Armin Rischberger. Can I open your line? Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. It's me again. You mentioned technicians were not able to travel again. How is the situation now? I mean, difficult to say for sure, not everywhere the same, but still, are your technicians able to fly to your clients? Your clients want to see them, okay, not in every country the same maybe, but can you elaborate a little bit on that?
So what we can say is that in Europe, as of yesterday, we were able to travel okay in Western Europe. Now we don't know with Spain, and you know exactly you have countries which are going on from the green list to the black list. But in Europe, I guess it's okay. From Europe to North America, no way, you cannot. Very complex. China, the same, you cannot travel to China. Or you go back to China and you stay on quarantine. So a Chinese coming to Europe cannot come, or very, very, very limited. It's an exception. And backwards the same. So we try our best, and I think for the rest of the year, it will be a lot a question of online monitoring, online support, and that's why when you ask for a better H2 guidance, for us it's very complex because we don't master the capacity of machine installation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Before I hand the call back to Mr. Bobbs for closing comments, can I just confirm that there are no further questions? If you would like to ask a question, please press star 2 on your telephone keypad. That's star 2 on your telephone keypad. Right, I think that was our final question on today's call. I'll now hand the call back to Mr. Bobbs for closing comments.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank you for your questions and interest for our group. In these quiet, chaotic times, Bob's Group is setting new standards in the industry, combining vision with new digitalization tools to bring strong human confidence and stability to our stakeholders. We are looking forward to meeting you individually on November the 5th in Zurich during our analyst roadshow. May this summertime help you all to be refilled with joy and happiness. Good health to you and your family. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. On behalf of the Bob's Group, thank you all for joining. Please now disconnect your lines.